Okay, thank you. We open our meetings.
I'm sorry. Who is the French speaking? So everything will be in English.
Very good.
Okay. Only one language. Somebody, can you?
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine. Okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Dear colleagues, we open our meeting.
No, she's speaking French now. You're speaking English. I want to hear you.
Okay.
I don't talk the French here.
English.
I think that.
It's better. So. Nothing.
Okay. It's very complicated. Dear colleagues, we open our meetings, our subcommittee on cooperation with the North European Country of Origin and Transit and the subcommittee on integration. As Ms. Strick could not attend, she asked me to chair also the meeting of the subcommittee on integration. I suggest that we convene two meetings to save the time. Would you agree? Yes. Thank you. Point one, I propose the adoption of the agenda. Okay. Point two, I propose the approval of the minutes of the meeting held in Strasbourg on 26 January 2017. And the next point, I propose the approval of the minutes of the meeting held in Baku, Azerbaijan, on 16 March 2017.
Subcommittee of Integration.
Subcommittee Integration. Agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Point four, the important, very important point of the our subcommittee. Dear colleagues, in your files, you have a draft final declaration to be agreed at the end of the conference by all participants. By adopting this declaration, we create a parliamentary actor on the diaspora policy. We appoint a coordinator of the network and ask the secretary of the committee to act as the secretary of the network. We also declare the day of the adoption of this declaration as a European Day of Diasporas and decide to convene the next meeting of the network. Do you have any suggestions concerning the next place of the meeting of the network? Maybe one of the national parliaments will be interested in hosting this meeting after if it's possible.
If it's possible,
because the next forum in the other country.
Maybe in May 2002.
If I can make a suggestion, perhaps the secretariat would indulge us to sell us the email with all the information needed, and then we can consult national parliaments, because I can't, you know, offer hospitality because I don't speak for the parliament, so I have to consult with the speaker, I have to consult with the secretariat of the parliament. So maybe if the secretariat circulates that email, I think we still have time, we can consult the national parliaments about the possibility.
Okay. You write to secretary, the chief, our chief secretary. You write the disponibility, the possibility, and for us is no problem. Then, I would like to suggest that we, as members of the two subcommittees, approve the draft declaration and submit it to the participants to the conference for the agreement. The declaration is not approved, but someone decide to accept the test, we vote in the plenary conference, okay? Naturally, we vote in favor.
It's a declaration.
Point five, other business. Do you want to raise any other points? No. Date and
for the declaration, everybody agree on it?
Everybody agree? Huh.
Just that everybody who spoke in the assembly suggested things to be included in the declaration, so we're not going to listen to what anybody said because, I mean, I forgot my reading glasses, so I don't see what is here. But as far as I can see from a quick look, nothing of that is included. They all said that they wanted to include Israel in this final declaration. Everyone who spoke, took the floor, said that. So maybe they're going to be a little bit angry that it's not appearing and that it was all decided before anybody spoke.
See what you think.
Okay, we agree. Okay.